Nick says, your listeners would be well aware there are already three Jewish politicians in federal parliament. Of course, they're Josh Frydenberg, Mark Dreyfus and Michael Danby. Now, at this weekend's federal election, three Jews will be contesting seats in federal parliament. They're Julian Lisa for the seat of Berowra, Mike Freelander for the seat of Macarthur in Western Sydney, as well as Elizabeth Seibert, who's running for the seat of Batman in Melbourne. Now, Julian Lisa was until recently the chair of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies Community Relations Committee. He's a counsel on the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, and he'll be running for this seat, which was held for decades by Philip Ruddick, who has announced his retirement. So good luck to all those candidates in this weekend's election. We'll be watching very closely to see the outcome.
Well, when we speak to Jeremy Jones in a minute, we'll find out how the Jewish candidates did in these elections, if we have the results already. And Evan Joshua Levi from the Australian Jewish News interviewed James McDonald, the Greens candidate, in the electorate with a large portion of Jewish voters. And responding to the question, do you believe Israel has the right to exist as a Jewish homeland, his answer was quite ambivalent.
It was, Nisa. The Greens candidate in the electorate of Kingsford Smith told the Jewish News this week that a Jewish homeland built on atrocities and exclusivity would be a disaster for human rights and for justice. Now, James McDonald said that Israel seems unwilling to better its treatment of Palestinians, in particular children, and he also gave tacit support to the BDS campaign against Israel. Executive Council of Australian Jewry Executive Director Peter Wertheim slammed McDonald, saying that he's indicated the extent to which the Greens' policies on the conflict in the Middle East remain captive to its extreme left elements. He said that it's hypocritical for James McDonald to say that he respects the Jewish people's connection to the land of Israel and the right of self-determination, and in the next breath to refuse to acknowledge that Israel is the state of the Jewish people in exactly the same way that Italy is the state of the Italian people. You can read more about that story on page 3 of this week's Australian Jewish News.
And we'll find out from Jeremy Jones if James McDonald, the Greens candidate, has won many votes in the electorate of Kingsford Smith in Sydney. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the AJN reports this week that Coringa Council is looking at pulling down the North Shore Eruv. I was very surprised to hear about it.
Nitsa, Ku'ring'ai Council could spend more than $50,000 of taxpayers' money to pull down the North Shore Eruv, despite an assessment from the council's own director of operations giving advice that it has no right to do so. Now, Nitsa, those behind the Eruv tried for nearly a decade to get planning approval for the Eruv from Ku'ring'ai Council, but after the proposal was repeatedly rejected, the group engaged with Ausgrid in 2014 and asked it for permission to put small plastic conduits on the Ausgrid poles. Now, the Jewish News understands that after months of engagement and multiple meetings with Ausgrid, the state-owned company gave the Eruv the green light and said that the project can commence. Following the approval in late 2014, those behind the Eruv put the conduits onto Ausgrid poles. Council then received 32 complaints about the visual impact of the conduits, and the matter was raised at a council meeting in 2015 by Councillor Duncan McDonald. Now, Nitsa, as I said earlier, $50,000, that's how much it would cost to remove this Eruv. The Minister for Ku'ring'ai, Alistair Henskins, said that pulling down the Eruv would be wasting ratepayers' money. He says that it's not physically significant and its visual impact is negligible. The Jewish Board of Deputies CEO, Vic Aladev, said that it was erected with the full authority of a government agency with no infrastructure on public land, and that spending thousands of dollars dismantling it would be the height of irresponsibility. Full coverage of the North Shore Eruv debacle in this week's Jewish News.
As you said, I actually didn't notice it. It's very hard to notice it, so I really don't understand all this objection. This is quite disappointing, this latest development. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And Evan, before I let you go, I must tell you that I really like the photo in the AJN of Ozzy Mark Regev with the Queen as the Israeli ambassador to Britain.
Nita, there's a fantastic photo on page 3 of the paper this week. Aussie boy made good Mark Regev officially became Israel's ambassador to the Court of St. James's last week, when he presented his letters of credence to Queen Elizabeth. Now, the former Mount Scopus Memorial College student from Melbourne, who was born Mark Freiberg, met Her Majesty at Buckingham Palace last Friday together with his wife. Now, the new ambassador, who served for several years as the chief spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said that it was a great honour to present his credentials to the Queen. He said that the strong cooperation between our two democracies serves to make both our people more prosperous and more secure. Big mazel tov to Mark Regev, Aussie boy made good. You can see that fantastic photo of him with Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace in this week's AJN.
Evan Slatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much.